producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Important. So that's why you've come to a good place. You can think about what's going on in the world and then perhaps comment or have some feelings one way or another. Keep them to yourself or share them with us. It's okay. Us includes Ken Kessler and Doug, you're the old television announcer. And yours truly, Doug Steffen. So what's going on in the Middle East today? The four-year civil war in Syria becoming more complex this week after Bad Vlad Pukin Putin ordered airstrikes. The Iranians, the Lebanese militia, Hezbollah, Saudi Arabia, Turkey also playing a role in the war. You didn't know that, right? That there were this many people involved. To further complicate matters, there are dozens of rebel groups fighting inside against the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, some of whom have also fought each other. So how in the world do you know who you're fighting? Who even to shoot at or who to run away from?
What a mess.
It is a mess. A lot of people ask why the conflict is so messy and how did the war actually get started? Assad became president in 2000 after the death of his father. His father had ruled for 30 years. Following the uprisings against rulers in Tunisia and Egypt during the Arab Spring, Syrians began to protest their authoritarian regime. Remember how it all started? The Facebook stuff and the social media stuff in Egypt? Well, that was going on in Syria as well. Assad has his supporters, for sure, and they were cracking down on the dissidents so violently, the news media over there, which is controlled by the state, was critical of the power he was using. So peaceful protesting developed into armed revolt, thus the various groups that we're talking about here that are still fighting against Assad. That sort of turned around when ISIS started its foolishness. And so the deserters from the Syrian army formed other rebel groups. I think it was called the Free Syrian Army back 4 or 5 years ago. So they were so strong that Assad's loyalists retreated. And then some of the major cities became war grounds. Syria fell under the shifting control of these various rebel groups, depending on what part of the country they were in. There were a lot of criminal gangs in some cities. The tribalism of this part of the world became much more prominent again. Al-Qaeda, that was in Iraq a little bit. They were not in Iraq until we went in and got rid of Saddam Hussein. Then they came in. So there was chaos over there. And they sent fighters into Syria. They split between what has now become the ISIS group and another group, the name of which you can't even pronounce. So ISIS focusing on taking and controlling territory from which the groups who were fighting Assad had sort of lessened their control. The groups, the Kurds, the Shiites, the same bunch that's in Iraq, they're fighting with each other. It is, Kenny. It's the simplistic way. I just took 4 minutes to tell you what Kenny took 4 seconds to tell you. It's a mess. It is. And nobody knows who the other groups are. The Kurds have been under attack by the ISIS soldiers. The Kurdish forces have reclaimed most of their territory. They lost to ISIS earlier on. That's the area along the border of Turkey. So what ISIS had seized in 2014, they've lost pretty much in 2015. And then, to make it more complicated, this year all the Western countries get involved to a certain extent, not a lot. And because of that vacuum, the international power vacuum that was created, the Ruskies decided, okay, let's go. We'll support Assad or make it look like that, and we'll raise hell with what's going on over there. There's Hezbollah that's involved. Those are normally the Palestinians, right, Kenny? The Hezbollah is the bad guys in Palestine.
Yeah.
So you've got Iranians over there as well. They're supplying money and military and advisors as well. The United States is there. Saudi Arabia is there. What a bunch of phonies. My God. The Saudi Arabians are such two-faced, no good, you know what. And so people say, well, why are the Russians dropping bombs now? They want to keep Assad in there because he's friendly to them, buys whatever domestic needs they have from the Russians, food, gas, that kind of stuff. So the Russians are there because they say that the international community hasn't done its job and they're in there to try to fix the problem. Well, in a sense, the international community hasn't done its job. The Russians are right. There are all kinds of violations of international treaties. Human rights people say that 310,000 people have died that are Syrians. And the country only has like 7 million people in it. So there are as many as 4 million people who are displaced by all of this, and many of them are heading to Europe, as we know. And as Kenny said, once again, in 4 seconds, I've now spent 10 minutes on this, 4 seconds, it's just a mess. It is. No leadership. All right, so now let's get some more on-the-ground information from Ivan Eland, who has a focus specifically on Russia and Syria. That information comes up next here on the Thursday Doug Stephan Good Day program.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Kohl's Columbus Day Weekend Sale is going on now. Hurry in and save on sweaters, fleece, and denim for the family. And get Levi's at the lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's Mid-Rise Skinny for her, just $36.99. Or 5'11 Slim Fit for him, just $39.99. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings fast. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Eileen Eland, who is the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. A most recent article in the Huffington Post, Eland writes, quote, "For the Russians, saving the sinking Assad regime in Syria, a longtime Soviet-Russian client in the Middle East and Russia's last foothold there, is their top priority." So how does this square, Ivan, with our top priority, which we may not even know? We may not know what our top priority is. It certainly isn't getting ISIS.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get ISIS, I should say. Of course, we'd like to see Assad gone, and that's where the conflict comes, because there's an incentive for the Russians, because they want to keep Assad in power, to hit the other groups, opposition groups, since we're taking care of ISIS, or supposed to be taking care of ISIS. So the Russian strategy is logical from their point of view, because they want to keep, their main goal is to keep ISIS, Assad, and that's not our main goal. So, and you're right, our policy is very muddled, but that's why the Russians are doing what they're doing.
You know, this is such baloney. All of this stuff is just more from the military-industrial complex. If you look at the picture here clearly, so let the Russians blow up ISIS and keep Assad in power, and then we send in, under cover of darkness, a group of SEALs, and they bump off Assad. The story's over. What do we have? What is all of this baloney? It really is. It's just posturing, politics, and baloney. Right? I mean, look, we could easily get rid of Assad.
You can't go in and just start taking out leaders of countries.
Well, we've done it for, are you kidding? We've done it for decades. Well, come on, Richie, get real.
Stop.
Ivan, so anyway, at the moment, let's talk about today and what goes on, because some people are worried about World War III starting here. What do you think really is ultimately going to happen?
Well, I don't think there probably will be World War III. I think they're meeting, the Russians and the U.S. are meeting to what they call deconflict the missions. But still, as we saw with the Russians going into Turkey, whether you believe that was an accident or not, things can, you know, borders can, let's say it was an accident, accidents can happen, or people, you know, one side will push the other side and, you know, they didn't like what the other side did, and you can end up in a war by accident or by miscalculation. So there is a danger of that, I think. It's really weird because both the Russians and the U.S. don't like radical Islam, but I think you're absolutely right. The real issue here is dominance of the Middle East, and of course the Russians are really fighting from as they are in Ukraine, they're fighting from a position of weakness, because Assad only has 20-25% of the territory in Syria, and he was losing. That's why they had to shore him up, and so the U.S. has the influence Middle East wide. So, you know, this is the U.S. wanting to keep Russia from their historical ally Syria from helping them, and so it was a little bit ironic that they said, well, hey, you're bombing into, you know, your planes are coming into Turkey. Well, NATO planes are bombing their client Syria, so it's sort of, you know, a little bit hypocritical to say that, but certainly the Russians have a perspective, and it doesn't really get aired here in the United States very much, but I think, you know, but both sides should realize that they're fighting radical Islam and try to cooperate.
You know, it's interesting. The U.S. is asking Toyota to find out what it is or how it is that ISIS has so many new Toyota pickup trucks and SUVs. Apparently that's what they're using in their propaganda videos, and they're wondering where the heck are they getting them. Go steal them from a dealership, I suppose, down around there. But it is an interesting question. Ivan, thanks for helping us here. Ivan Eland with us on the Middle East. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
At the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You Google the Peterson Farm Brothers, you'll come up with some pretty clever videos. I think we've had a couple of them in the past, have we not, Kenny? Peterson Farm Brothers. Okay, so the video of the day today was discovered by Ms. Meredith, who enjoyed their parody of Katy Perry's hit Roar. They have reworked it to reflect their lives as farmers, and now the title of this is Chore. You got to see them in the truck and on the farm doing their thing, but it's kind of fun to listen to the audio as well, so here we go.
We should do a parody. We always do parodies. No, like a parody. Like Katy Perry.
No, not going to happen.
You know what? What if the next song that comes on the radio, if it is a Katy Perry song, we're going to do a Katy Perry.
I used to help feed cattle as a lad, pitching hay in the bunches like my dad. Now I'm a farmer too. I grow your beef for you. You might not know just what it takes to help produce those thick and juicy steaks. It starts with guys like me out on the farm, you see. I load the corn, I load the hay, then the silage fills it all the way. The wagon turns, I pull ahead. The cattle know that they about to get fed. They hear the noise, they run around. Hey, cattle thunder gonna shake the ground. It smells so good, they see it now. I got the eye of the bull, I'm in this time, staring through the sunshine, cause I am a farmer, and they wanna see me sure morning and night, cause I am a farmer, and they wanna see me
These are real farm dudes.
Now the cattle know that I'm the guy. Treat them right, keep them healthy and alive. I preach a hero, so I'm their hero.
The markets go down, the costs go up.
Hey!
The farming life can get so rough. I feed in the snow, I feed in the rain. The weather makes you go insane.
It can hold me down, but I'll get up.
Hey!
A true farmer will never give up. I love my job, and I know that
I got the eye of the bovine. Dinner time.
All right. So you can watch the whole thing. Listen to it, enjoy it, have some fun. Connected to the farm, the Peterson Farm Brothers doing a parody of Katy Perry's song, Roar, at DougStephan.com. Speaking of farm news, there's probably not much between now and maybe even Thanksgiving. As you say, Halloween, but certainly Thanksgiving. There isn't much going on in the world of agriculture that's not touched by a pumpkin. I was looking at the flyer from Trader Joe's last night. There were five pages of pumpkin. This pumpkin,
I can't
that
wait.
Pumpkin,
I know.
Everything.
I am a pumpkin hag.
You are.
Oh my gosh, it is my favorite time of the year, and I love going into Trader Joe's. And there's so many different pumpkin things, and they sell out. By the way,
yes, everything: ice cream, pies,
yes.
Cakes.
Oh my gosh, the best things at Trader Joe's.
It's getting so bad now. People are like going through withdrawals with pumpkin stuff after the season is over.
Yeah, it's like
my
sad.
Pumpkin beer leaves. I'm so
yeah,
sad.
Pumpkin beer. Yeah.
You know what? I got past the church this weekend. They had pumpkin spiced sermons.
Bada bada boom. This is very clever, Richie.
Yeah.
Now, in the Midwest, there will be fewer pumpkins because the rain has dented the pumpkin crop there to a point. But lots of it on the East and West Coast. Lots of pumpkins. Pumpkins, they call them.
No.
Pumpkins.
No, it's pumpkins.
28
oh.
After on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For the day. It's Thursday, October the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. You can join us by sending an email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or you can dial 888-302-3684 with your intelligent, measured comments about some of the in-depth conversation that we have during this hour of the program. You can follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. A child jihadist. Jihadist? I guess there's no R in it. Jihadist. Getting my New England there going, Kenny. Armed with a rocket-propelled grenade, is threatening in this latest video, I don't know if you saw it or not, from ISIS, to behead Obama. The boy, about 10 years old, tells President Obama in the video he's dreaming of cutting off his dirty black head. Can you imagine a 10-year-old with one finger pointed to the sky? This hand signal that's become synonymous with warnings from ISIS. He says, wake up from your sleep and pay the price for the swords of the caliphate. To cut off your filthy head. Oof.
Yikes.
I don't know. The Russian jets, as we were talking about in the last half hour of the program, flying close to some of the Predator drones in Syria on several occasions. The first time it happened, the Americans said thought the Russians got lucky. Then it happened a couple more times. The drones are easy to spot on a radar, and Russians have not attempted to shoot them down. They're just flying close to them. A group of Syrian rebels backed by the U.S. also said yesterday that a Russian airstrike hit their weapons depot. So the Russians are at it. More provocative action. So where does all of this go? Where are the leaders? I thought it was very interesting to take the human side of this, though. Let's get away from the war itself and the shoot 'em up and the threats and the action from the militarists and think for a few minutes about those people who have been displaced. I think I used the term, the number was 300-something thousand are dead and 4 million are displaced. That's almost half the people who live in the country. They're wandering around, headed toward Turkey and Greece and trying to get into Europe. And as a result of that vacuum, there are smugglers who are coming in from all over the Middle East. There are people who are coming in to try to recruit passengers because the refugees don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. So this is a new burgeoning business for astute young Syrians, young Turks more than any other, and some Greeks too, apparently, Kenny. Recruiting passengers from the refugees, and if the passengers have any money, some of these people who are trying to help those who are in Greece and Turkey get to Europe are being paid as much as $4,000 a day to get people across into Turkey and into Greece.
Wow.
$4,000 a day. And these are younger people as well. These are people, looking at the profile of a 21-year-old who is a college student, got recruited to help bring people across the border. This is a multi-million dollar shadow economy that's developed mostly in Turkey, profiting from the human tide, the people leaving Syria, heading toward Europe. So this new economy, where you see people in clothing stores buying life vests. I'm looking at a picture of a store in Ankara where people are going in to buy life vests because they get on these tubes and they just float across, or they're trying to float across. It reminds me of the Mario boat lift. Remember when the Cubans floated to Miami or tried to? Some of them did and some of them didn't make it.
Yeah.
So here is the first time I've seen what has been pretty well hidden from public view, this extensive smuggling infrastructure with makeshift offices that hold the money from the migrants who want to, you know, if you're lucky and you have some money, you got out of the bank, you're going to pay anything that they ask you to get away from what is such a mess. This kind of, I haven't seen this sort of thing since the Hungarians were trying to get across back in the 50s when the Russians came in and put a stop to that. I remember as a kid in school, I remember having in school a youngster, his name was Haza. I remember it like it was yesterday. Now, a blonde kid who had come from either Hungary or Czechoslovakia, I can't remember which, his family, couldn't speak a lick of English, but somehow got to our country. And when you think about that, he was white, blonde, easy, very acceptable, if you will. But can you imagine the 57,000 dark-skinned human beings who have come across at various places in Turkey paying the money? These are rich Syrians who are getting into Turkey and then trying to get into Greece as well. And they're paying these kids to get them across safely thousands of dollars. And this is daily. The crush of immigrants there, we can't believe. We have no idea. You, unless you're there watching this thing, you have no idea what this thing looks like or how it feels. It's more than a mess. Kenny said it was a mess. It is. It's an ungodly mess. All right, so what do you get for comments? Facebook.com/good day, Kenny.
A lot of the comments are about Russia. Charles says, Russia is helping Assad defeat ISIS. We should be helping Assad also. We messed up Iraq and Libya and tried to turn Egypt over to the Islamists. Let's do the right thing for once and help Russia and Assad.
Postscript, we also messed up Afghanistan. Thank you very much. Next.
Pete says, I'm glad Russia is in Syria. It's a good excuse for the U.S. to leave. Why are we there anyway? We never win wars anymore, but we create unimaginable misery and chaos everywhere we go.
Can you say military-industrial complex? Next.
Let's see. Warren says, the only solution to Syria is with Assad. America, France, the UK, and Turkey all know that, but they're completely blinded by their hate for him. The same reason they armed terrorists in Libya to remove another guy they didn't like.
Yep. Look what that got him. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? All right, what else, Ken?
One more. Marie says, I'm an American and loyal to the core, but this time I agree with Russia. The U.S. should stop funding civil wars and regime changes.
Right. Again, I repeat, can you say military-industrial complex? That's what this is all about. It's all about business and money. And the CIA training this bunch. There is a new camp that's opened up in Saudi Arabia to train people to fight against ISIS. It's just weakness. We've shown how weak we are. And that's not acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable anyway. We spend all this money. The Russians are spending money to build up their military so they can use them over there. We're spending our money. So we give the stuff to the Iraqis. They throw them down, all the weapons down, and the ISIS soldiers pick them up. What's wrong with this picture? Let's find out more about Greece and the refugee situation there from reporter Rebecca Gregg, who will join us in a moment here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partnered with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health. America's biggest health fair, the four healthiest hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
45 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's going on in Greece since the European Union refugee crisis started? We brought in Rebecca Gregg, international editor for the International Business Times. She writes, quote, every new boatload of refugees from Turkey, volunteers estimate there are upwards of 50 boats a day, is a potential meal ticket. They care little for the poorly made, mass-produced boats, but rather for the more valuable diesel engines. These scavengers are going after the boats. A Honda engine can bring $450 on the market there. And so there are a lot of things that are happening that are direct and indirect. So let's get Rebecca to bring us up to date. I guess it depends on who you talk to, Rebecca, as to how many are coming over there and what sort of happens. Is this the way these boats are being scavenged? Is that pretty typical of a day when a lot of people show up? They just leave the boats there, and then people come along, pirates, and steal all this stuff?
So what happens is at the moment we have around something in the region of 2,000 people coming over from Turkey every day. And of course, on a big day you can have 3,000, or you might have a quieter day. And what happens is you actually have people. Sometimes they work in gangs, or sometimes they're just locals who think they can make some money. And they'll actually, with your binoculars, it's pretty easy to see when boats are coming in. So when people see that boats are approaching, people will wait. And then as soon as the refugees are out of the boat, then you will have people who will see that opportunity. And the intentions on the people coming in, and they will get the boat, and as Nina Farr said, they're not really interested in the rubber dinghies because they're not worth very much, but they are interested in the engines, and there's quite a nice trade in engines, and there's even reports that the engines are then being sold back by a criminal gang, being sold back to Turkey, where they will then be used again to ferry yet more refugees into Greece. So yeah, it's a pretty active trade.
What other consequences are there in terms of the people that are going into Greece? Are they staying there? Or are they trying to get further into Europe? What's happening with the people?
That come, pretty much every person that you speak to has no real interest in staying in Greece. For them, Greece is just a stepping stone on the way to Northern Europe. When you speak to people, the majority want to go to Germany. That's sort of the top choice. But I also, when I've been speaking to people, there are also people who want to go to Sweden or Finland, so really the Northern Europe countries. Sometimes it will be because they have relatives in those countries. Other times it's just because they've heard that living conditions are very good there, and people don't want to stay in Greece because they are aware that it's sort of, by European standards, certainly a very poor country. And I think it's important to remember as well that of the refugees coming in, a large number of them, the majority coming into Greece, are Syrians. And the majority are actually from sort of quite middle class, educated backgrounds. So, you know, you will basically meet people who are engineers, lawyers, doctors, accountants. countries. And so before the war, they were used to quite a high standard of living in Syria. And so, you know, they have an expectation of something similar in Europe.
All right. Well, that's interesting to hear some of how the pieces are being fit together. I don't know if I'd want to stay in Greece either, frankly. It sounds like the refugees are as smart as some of the rest of the people who want to get out of here. All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Good to have you here. Rebecca Gregg reporting from Greece on an interesting aspect to the refugee crisis here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Walk away, no names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think good old Fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep?
What was that first part of that, Richie?
The beginning of the song.
Was it? This is Sean Colvin.
Colvin.
Why do you have to... How many people do you think know that it's Colvin versus Colvin?
I did, actually.
Anybody has ever heard of Sean Colvin?
Yeah, we all knew, Jackie.
So Richie's happy to make me look like a dumbass. That's fine.
No, you did that yourself.
Yeah,
I did it myself.
What do you mean you said? I just pointed out.
thank you, Jennifer. With love.
I love you.
Dougie.
Hang on, Why are you putting your middle finger up at me?
When you know, this is Sean, whatever her last name is, from the movie Serendipity. Do we have some
call her, Sean.
Audio from that, Richie?
How can something not happening be a sign? Maybe the absence of signs is a sign. If they didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Is that your favorite actor, Richie?
It's my favorite actor.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Even in sappy chick movies like this, he's still great. Look, Cusack is always Cusack. This is Cusack.
How can something not happening be a sign? Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
He's the same guy in Say Anything.
Plays himself.
He plays himself. Yeah. It's great. It's always great.
That's what, now, you look at some of these people that are big actors. They're not acting anymore. They're just being them. Harrison Ford, pretty good example of that. Jack Nicholson. Nixon's a great example of that.
Right.
When you
De Niro.
I say, oh, absolutely, De Niro. Yeah. Yep. Some of those guys have been around for a long time, and they do it well. Number one movie this week in the year 2001 was Serendipity, and so we applaud the actors and its success, and bring you up to date on that as we bring us. Wait a minute. Let's try this again. Talk to on that. Bring you up to date using our knowledge when it comes to movies and videos and DVDs, because Chucker's not here today. So we all have that challenge. And so everyone will contribute in a matter of moments to this effort on Good Day.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the four healthiest hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, who goes first? Kenny, you want to go first? You're usually the most intelligent.
Pretty much. The pressure's on. Well, is it okay if it's sort of TV news?
I suppose it's an actor that does both television and movies.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Because American Horror Story Hotel starts tonight, and the real-life hotel, the main hotel in downtown L.A., is getting swamped by people already, and the show hasn't even aired.
Where is that hotel, Jenna?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either. It doesn't ring a bell. Where does it say where it is? Kenny, that doesn't ring a bell at all to me.
No, it used to be called the Cecil Hotel.
In downtown L.A.?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, well.
All right, Jennifer, is that your contribution, or do you got something else to add?
Oh, actually, I can give you some Twilight news.
Really?
Twilight, big film franchise. Well, yeah. Stephanie Meyer has released a new book, and she swaps the genders of the protagonists. Bella becomes Beau, and Edward becomes Edith in the book released on the 10th anniversary of the Twilight series. So, it's 10th anniversary already, if you can believe.
All right, Richie, what's your contribution?
Everybody's saying that the Steve Jobs movie is a hit job Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it looks interesting, though, doesn't
and
it?
It's supposed to be great, and yeah. That Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle, for some reason, had it out for Steve Jobs.
Sorkin has it
out for a lot of people, yeah. Have you seen Newsroom? Come on. Yeah. You're Fox News, whammo.
I had the opportunity to take my son on a field trip yesterday, sixth graders, and for a problem-solving field trip where they get different problems presented to them and they have to solve them. And we had just seen The Martian over the weekend, where Matt Damon's character has to solve all these, how to grow food on Mars and everything.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to Sean, remember The Martian, remember The Martian, remember The Martian. And when you try to apply yourself to these problem-solving things, it's not impossible to do it.
Good, it's a good lesson.
So he took away a lot from that.
That's a good thing. Gotta teach our children. What was that song? Teach your children.
Teach your children well.
Sometimes movies can do that if they're well done. All right, 59 after. This is Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.